speaker and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The following program is for educational and informational purposes only and is not to be construed as medical advice. Please consult a physician of your choice with any health or medical concerns. It's time now for Healing Our World with Mary Toko. Mary Toko has spent thousands of hours passionately researching natural health care and is dedicated to sharing her knowledge and wisdom.
If you understand what makes the body work and how to keep it healthy, you can have healthy children.
With over 30 years' experience in educating concerned families, Mary is passionately dedicated to helping save the children of this world.
By just getting that knowledge, they're going to be less fearful and have more information. I raised my 5 children completely outside the medical model.
The voice of hope. The voice of true health.
Nutrition, detoxing, cleansing the body.
A visionary with a mission. Here's your host, Mary Toko.
And I want to welcome you to Healing Our World. This program is dedicated to exposing things out there in this world that are robbing us of our health and giving you solutions, natural solutions that will help you take responsibility for your health and rebuild yourselves and your family's health. In the process of doing that, you will not only help your family, but you will help your community, and this world will become a better place. I want to wish you a happy Easter. This is a time for reflection for me. I take the cross seriously, and I have peace in my life no matter what is going on because of that cross. For those of you who know me, I am fighting a war. I am fighting a war peacefully through education, and there are many, many wars on this earth that we can all get involved in. But the good news is I know that the battle has been won. In the end, we will all get our just rewards. And I pray that you will take a moment and count the many blessings as you celebrate Easter tomorrow with your family, or perhaps as you go to church services tonight. You know, I still believe that America is a Christian country. Sorry about that. I still believe that we have a Christian foundation there, that there is a remnant among us that truly do have a Christian faith. And regardless of what's going on, we are here and we are prayerfully supporting this country. And so I just encourage you to reflect on that as you go into Easter tomorrow. I was blessed yesterday. I was leaving work to go to lunch, and a local church was holding a lifelike play in their parking lot. They had 3 crosses right there in their parking lot where traffic could go by. And of course, everybody who travels by was shocked to see 3 men who looked like they were covered in blood hanging upon the cross. And, of course, the middle one was Christ. And I actually pulled off and spent my lunch hour there. It was full of people. The parking lot was full of people as Roman soldiers were, you know, at the foot of these crosses. It was just really an amazing event. And I posted a picture on my Facebook page. If you'd like to see the picture of this outdoor play going on, depicting the crucifixion, go to my Facebook page, Mary Toko, that's T-O-C-C-O, and like my page, and you should see it posted. I just shared it again. So, yes, we're going into a nice Easter weekend, and I pray that your Easter will be peaceful, and if nothing else, reflective on all of our blessings. I want to take a moment and acknowledge my sponsor, Avena. My reign as America's Outstanding Mom is drawing near the end. I only have a couple more months left. And they have been supporting my travels as I have spoken around the country. And they have made their wonderful health-promoting products at a discount price for my audiences. Time is going to run out, but now you can still get free shipping on probiotics, food enzymes, and many other high-quality health products. So please, when you go and you support when you go to their site and you buy their products, you are supporting myself and my cause, which is Heart for Autism. And when you mention Mary and use the coupon code Mary, you will save 10% and get free shipping. So do this while you can. Time is running out. My website, of course, is childhoodshots.com. And as always, every few months I like to run a special on my DVD called Are Vaccines Safe? Right now, if you go to childhoodshots.com and you use the coupon code radio on the checkout page, you will receive a 30% discount. What a great gift to share with somebody. You know, you might be going to dinner at someone's home who has children tomorrow, and you might, you know, wonder if those kids are vaccinated, or you might know somebody down the street is pregnant, or maybe a teacher at school, or your principal, or maybe your pastor might not even be aware of the dangers of vaccines. Well, my DVD has been educating people for years, and it's a good foundational look at everything in vaccines production, natural immunity, and congressional hearings related to it. So please go to childhoodshots.com, use coupon code radio, and receive 30% off. And today, I have a wonderful program set up. I'm going to have a guest on my program. Her name is Susan Lee. She is an attorney and an advocate for vaccine-injured children, adults, and their families. She is the founder of Vaccine Safety Gaps, LLC, and is a member of the Vaccine Injury Justice Center. And you're going to find all about that. You're going to find out all about that today. She assisted with an amicable brief in the United States Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit in a case, Carson versus Secretary of Health and Human Services. She also wrote the article, quote, Sacrificing Children's Safety for Vaccine Supply. And that article goes into the non-existent safeguards for remedying mandatory defectively designed vaccines. And that is available. We're going to give out that website in just a moment. As I said, she is an attorney. She has a personal story. There's a reason why she's involved in this a passionate mission of hers to support and help people who have vaccine-injured children. And so we're going to talk to her. I do believe that she is joining me now. Susan, welcome to Healing Our World.
Thank you so much, Mary. I'm so happy to be a guest and to speak with you. Being an attorney, I have to have a disclaimer. Through my company and advocacy group, I assume no liability for any actions you may take or admissions you may make as a result of my guest being a guest on Healing Our World radio show. And to answer your question, it goes also to disclosure. I voluntarily gave up my right to file a lawsuit against vaccine manufacturers in 2010. I have no further recourse. As a result of what I felt, the quality of information that was out there, what people weren't being told, what information was being suppressed, I wrote an article, which Mary referred to. It's a legal historical article. And I believe the information I speak about, that Mary talks about, it should be available in order to make informed decisions.
Now, Susan, you know, what year would that have been when you, you know, went through that process yourself?
This was like in the early 2000s. So, you know, it's been a really long journey for me. Fortunately, you know, my vaccine-injured child has recaptured his vibrancy and his vitality, and now I can focus my work and efforts on helping people because that's my passion. I feel that's my calling, and I love to do it.
And I know I do. You did tell me earlier before the program when we were talking that you do this voluntarily, that you don't charge people to consult with them and work with them or guide them through this process, but that you do this. And I just tell you that takes – I'm very honored to know you because I think that there are so many people out there, number one, who need this valuable information, and so many people don't even have a clue of the dangers that are lurking when they go and get vaccinations. So we're going to be discussing how you got involved. We're going to talk specifically about the DTP vaccination, which I knew in the early 2000s. very few people knew how dangerous that vaccination was. And in fact, I believe it was Barbara Lowe Fisher of the National Vaccine Information Center, whose own son was injured by that vaccination, was one of the first pioneers to start talking about the dangers of vaccinations. And that even was in the late 1990s, before the year 2000. So when we come back, we're going to be taking a station break in just a moment. We're going to talk to Susan as an attorney. She's just going to share her personal experience and also what she has discovered through this process so that you can make better decisions. We'll be back in just a moment.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Mary Toko. If you are joining me, I want to wish you a happy Easter this coming weekend. And I also want to let you know that today my guest is Susan Lee. She donates her time advocating for vaccine-injured children, adults, and their families. She is the founder of Vaccine Safety Gaps and is a member of the Vaccine Injury Justice Center, which we're going to tell you all about in just a moment. She has been involved in this for many, many years because of her own injured child. And now I would like to talk a little bit about the early years when the DTP vaccination was prevalent. And, of course, now we have an attenuated DTaP. But before they made these changes, the severe reactions were just, they were catastrophic. I have met more severely injured people from the old pertussis vaccine than any other vaccine. The old DTP vaccine was what, again, Barbara Lowe Fisher's son was injured from. She is the founder of the National Vaccine Information Center. And also, that vaccine left her son seizuring as a baby, and now he is a disabled young adult. And I have met dozens of young adults who got that vaccine and are in wheelchairs, on feeding tubes, severely brain injured. And one such man, you can find him on Facebook. His name is Ronnie Prine. He is a man that I met at a talk years ago. In fact, I think I've seen him at two or three talks. He has a severely injured son whose name is Eric. And he's very, very vocal about how that vaccination destroyed his son's life. Now, Ronnie Prine never did get compensation for his son's injuries. And we're going to talk about how that could happen with my guest today, who is Susan Lee. So, Susan, let's go back historically. How did you figure it was the DPT vaccine, and why did you choose to really get involved with that particular vaccine?
Well, I think using the DTP vaccine as a prism, it tells a compelling true story about vaccine safety in the U.S. It tells how various entities involved in U.S. vaccine policymaking reacted on the issues of safety and justice involving morals and money. So what you'll see is a system where money takes precedent over children's health and safety. So based on this evidence, there's questions of fraud, corruption, malfeasance that continue to this day. So Congress really needs to investigate and look into this injustice. So first I'm going to talk a little bit about pertussis and then distinguish the two pertussis vaccines. And then I'll talk about the reactions, and then I'll go into how the U.S. was very slow to respond to safety concerns compared to other countries.
Okay.
So pertussis, for those who don't know, it's also known as whooping cough. It's a highly contagious airborne infectious disease. The Bordetella pertussis bacteria causes it and affects the respiratory system. So it produces laborious breathing. So people who are affected with this disease have to breathe in deeply, and it produces a whooping sound, hence the name whooping cough or 100-day cough. Infants are most vulnerable to whooping cough. It is milder in older children and adults, and in fact, over time, the bacteria has lost its virulence. It's milder, and this effect was noticed in Sweden. So, for example, from 1970 to 1985, there were no pertussis deaths, even without immunization from pertussis.
Yes, we know. I think a lot of people are aware that the vaccines were introduced about a decade after the death rate had declined dramatically. And it is consistent with all of the other vaccinations that we vaccinate for, like measles, rubella, roseola. Some of those never even had any vaccines, and yet they declined dramatically. But please continue.
Yes, so pertussis is a cyclical disease. So there's natural rises in incidence of the disease every 3 to 4 years, even in highly vaccinated populations. And this was observed by Dr. Gordon T. Stewart in Scotland in the 1970s. And it continues to this day, even though there's a different version of the vaccine. So when I refer to pertussis immunization or pertussis vaccination, I'm referring to the whole cell Bordetella pertussis bacterium. And then when I refer to DTP vaccine, I'm talking about a vaccine that is composed of the whole cell Bordetella pertussis bacterium along with diphtheria toxoid and tetanus toxoid. Now this vaccine was notoriously unstable. It was highly dangerous because the whole cell Bordetella pertussis bacterium produces toxic endotoxins, and it was very hard to separate, obviously, because they kept the whole cell bacterium. So it had a very high failure rate for the FDA or Food and Drug Administration approval. So in contrast, there's the DTaP with a lowercase a, and that's an acellular version of the vaccine. It's composed of diphtheria toxoid, tetanus toxoid, and antigens of the Bordetella pertussis bacterium.
Okay.
So they find that, you know, it's less reactive than the whole cell. So reactions,
Well, I was just going to say, talk about some of the reactions that you noted and that people have been noting for years that were ignored and completely denied by the manufacturers.
Well, the reactions from the DTP vaccine can vary from mild to local pain, swelling, fever, vomiting, to on the very severe range to what I'll point out is hypotonic hyporesponsive episode, or HHE, and this is very important in the legal and medical treatment of this vaccine, as well as encephalopathy, and it resulted following administration from the vaccine, there was even death. And this was first recorded in 1933 in Denmark. Two infants died following pertussis vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
So in the 1940s, the U.S. recommends mass DTP immunization. And then in 1948, there was a landmark study done by Harvard Medical School where it found brain damage following pertussis vaccination and recommended a safer vaccine. By the 1950s, there was clear evidence in the U.S. and in countries like Germany and Great Britain that this vaccine was causing severe neurological impairment. In fact, from 1968 to 1975, there was a split-cell pertussis vaccine available in the U.S. This was manufactured by Eli Lilly, and it was effective and safer than the whole cell. But what happened was it was sold to Wyeth, another vaccine manufacturer, in 1975, and Wyeth could not get FDA approval. It did not want to reformulate it. It was cheaper and easier to produce the DTP vaccine, so it continued to produce that vaccine.
Instead of saying, folks, we better just hold off on taking the vaccine until we get a safer one, they continue to allow it and recommend it. And I know people personally whose children are still severely injured from that particular vaccination that many years ago.
Right. So. And the U.S. was very slow because in the 1970s, most European countries discontinued mass DTP immunization because they felt the harms outweigh the benefits of vaccination.
And that's pretty typical, isn't it? You know, that other countries are much more concerned about safety. We're going to take another short break and hear from our station supporters, and we'll be back in just a moment.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Mary Toko, and my guest today is attorney Susan Lee, and we are talking about vaccinations. In fact, we're talking about in the early days of the DPT vaccine, how even though children were being maimed and permanently disabled with neurological injuries and even sudden infant death syndrome, how the system is just so corrupt, and it's gotten much worse. Susan, just before the break, I wanted to introduce this whole idea of the vaccine injury compensation program. And I know currently people cannot sue if they're injured by a vaccination. This has been going on since 1965 when Congress signed the Vaccine Assistance and Protected the Polio Manufacturers from the Polio Vaccine Litigation Lawsuits. And it's been going on historically ever since. But this system out there, you said at one point it was quick and easy and certain and generous, but now it's become adversarial, arbitrary, and expensive and slow. Let's talk a little bit about that compensation system.
Well, what happened is because of DTP litigation in the 1980s, Congress enacted this law, the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986, which gave vaccine manufacturers substantial liability protection. What it is, What it was basically a bailout, a government bailout of the vaccine manufacturing industry. So now, if a person has a vaccine injury, they have to go through the vaccine injury compensation program before they elect to file a lawsuit against vaccine manufacturers. So there's differences in what I will call the VICP, or vaccine injury compensation program, compared to a normal, if you were just to bring a civil lawsuit in court. I mean, there's different rules for evidence. There's no right to cross-examine expert witnesses. There's no jury instead of judges. There's special masters that preside over the proceedings. They have extensive control over the discovery. There's a lot of control over the petitioner or the person who brings a vaccine injury claim over their legal representation. Special masters are the initial decision makers, and that was one of the changes that was made in 1989. So what happened was there were little administrative changes that occurred after the inception of the compensation program, and it's basically shifted the costs and burdens onto the petitioner. So, for example, one of the things that happened in 1995 was the Secretary of Health and Human Services, or HHS, she removed residual seizure disorder from the vaccine injury table. Now, this action was very controversial. It was criticized. Her actions weren't transparent and weren't clear, because when she removed residual seizure disorder and narrowed the definition of encephalopathy, it drastically affected compensated claims, because it reduced claims that were brought by the DTP vaccine. There were 80% of them, and then she made it harder for them to bring to prove a claim. So it just became more challenging for the petitioner.
So basically, cards are stacked against the injured. No matter which way you turn, you can't. They're not the manufacturers of the vaccines are not liable. And then this program, this government program that was put there for the children, for the families of injured, pretty much sounds to me like it's corrupt to the core. I know that years ago during congressional hearings, it was discovered that there were 17 full-time attorneys working to keep the money in the fund, working against those claims being brought forward. I have no idea what it's like today. Is there any chance of anyone getting any kind of decent settlement out of the system?
I mean, I wouldn't discourage, but I will say, you know, there's a quote, it's a government system, it's paid for by government attorneys. I mean, it is stacked against, and, you know, they do try to control the quality of the legal representation, meaning that the special masters have discretion to reduce the amount of the petitioner's attorney's fees, hours, and payment, because under the Act, attorney's fees are paid for out of this trust fund. And I'll go a little bit into the trust fund and explain there's a conflict of interest. So there's this trust fund that pays for vaccine injury compensation. So every time someone buys a vaccine that's covered under the Act, 75 cents is put into this trust fund. It's not paid for by the vaccine manufacturers. The vaccine manufacturers act as a pass-through entity. Mm. So that's very important. So right now, the last time I checked, the trust fund was approximately $3.4 billion. And it's always historically been in a surplus. So what vaccine, so any petitioner in the VICP is a vaccine consumer and has paid the 75 cents per dose of covered vaccine into this trust fund. And the government, who is also a big buyer of vaccines, also contributes to this trust fund because, you know, it's a purchaser. So out of this trust fund, it also pays the expenses, the administrative expenses of the claims court, HHS, or Health and Human Services, and DOJ, or the Department of Justice, who legally represent HHS in these claims. So there's a conflict of interest because HHS and DOJ have a direct interest in the outcome of these claims. So injured petitioners are essentially paying into an insurance fund for vaccine injuries, but because their rights have narrowed through the years to vaccine injury compensation, they're basically paying their own expenses for their for the injuries. They're also paying for, you know, what happened again in the early inception of the VICP was HHS was seeing that it wasn't being successful in defending claims, so they asked that DOJ represent them legally. So once DOJ started representing HHS, the claims became more actively opposed by the defendants, by HHS. And that money is paid for out of the trust fund. So petitioners are paying for the opposing side's legal counsel and their expert witnesses, because they hired, HHS hired their own in-house expert witnesses and attorneys for these claims.
And who appoints the special masters? And I, you know, it's been a while since I've looked into that, but where do they come from? Because they're not regular judges.
No, they're appointed by the Secretary of HHS, I believe. And they're given a term. They aren't necessarily, you know, attorneys. They don't necessarily have the medical background to adjudicate these claims, which have now become very scientific, very adversarial, because what happened when the Secretary of HHS made that change in 1995, the claims changed so that most of them are considered off-table, so the petitioner has to prove causation. And because there's uncertainty in medical science, the petitioners have to have legal counsel. They have to hire expert witnesses in order to help defend their claims. So that increases their costs in defending these claims.
It's such a terrible system. It is such a, I just feel so much for the families who are in a position where they, you know, file the claims and they're caught in the system trying to make it work for them. I've met a few, and even if they do win their case, they don't have control over the funds. The funds are not even dispersed to the families. They're dispersed to the institutions or the people that are taking care of them, from what I understand. It's very, very, very difficult. So here we are for paying a tax on the vaccines, which goes into a fund. The special masters are appointed by HHS that, you know, obviously wants to see everyone vaccinated and are in charge of, you know, mandating these things. You know, their hand is involved in mandating these vaccinations around the country. So do you think the special masters are going to be people who know about vaccine injury or are scientific enough to look into it, the current or the new science behind it? No, it's just such a racket. And so you have, though, a new advocacy group called the Vaccine Injury Justice Center. And is this your solution to dealing with the vaccine injury compensation system?
Yes, it's a new evolving advocacy group. A few professionals are hoping to make legislative reform and advocate for more justice. So, for example, currently the statute of limitations is too short. It's only 3 years. And a lot of claims get dismissed because they're untimely, because people find out about their injury too late.
Wow. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Vaccine Injury Justice Center. And we'll be back with you in just a moment.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally. and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I want to wish you happy Easter for those of you who might be just joining me. We are talking about vaccinations. Currently, we're talking about the system out there that is set up to make you fail. Basically, it is a couple of quotes of Susan. She says, based on her legal research, vaccines have been knowingly damaging children for generations. And the government allows vaccine manufacturers to get away with it without providing legal recourse. She says, based on her research, the significant influence of vaccine manufacturers in all areas of vaccine policymaking leave little choice for parents and force them to participate unwillingly or unknowingly in a dangerous and fraudulent financial scheme. And that is why I'm running a special right now. You can go to childhoodshots.com. Use coupon code radio on my checkout page, and you can get my 2-DVD set, Are Vaccines Safe? You see, I'm on a mission. I believe that if parents had a clue about what was in vaccinations and what they're injecting their children with, or even themselves when they take the flu shot, they would stop and question it. And that's really my goal, is to make everybody stop and question it and think about this process. We have a system that if your child dies, has seizures or permanent nerve damage or neurological injury, you can't sue them. You are stuck taking care of that child. It is very, very difficult to get compensation through the compensation system that is set up right now. It's a monkey court, folks. It's not there to protect you. It's not there to give you what you need to help take care of your sick children after vaccine injury. As far as I'm concerned, it's a scheme. It's a corrupt scheme. And so we're now talking about an alternative. I would like to open the phone lines the last couple minutes here. We might have time for a caller. The number is 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. Susan, tell us a little bit more about the alternative that you are working on to you know, obviously bring some changes that are needed.
Yes. So back to the new advocacy group. Like, for example, if your child dies after receiving a vaccine, the death cap is the compensation for death is capped at $250,000, and that's it. And that's back at the 1986 level, and it hasn't changed. Well, obviously, in 2014, you know, that amount of money is not going to be the same. So let's change that amount to reflect the true value of human life today and the enormous amount of money it takes to take care of a severely vaccine-injured child. So these are types, some of the changes that, you know, we're thinking about and would like to work on. So, you know, if you have any ideas, always feel free to contact me, Susan@vaccinearticle.com.
That's Susan@vaccinearticle.com. Okay, just in case somebody out there, you know, Susan, I think it's going to take some really, really big money and maybe even a whole revolution, vaccine revolution in this country to bring about the changes. The fact that we are protecting a private industry, the vaccine manufacturers, from liability to me is criminal. The fact that they can continue to put vaccinations out that are not properly tested for safety and then the systems are in place that just mandate them. And then it goes all the way down to the local health department who are telling people you get your children vaccinated or your children could be taken away by human health services, or the school nurse who says get your child vaccinated by Friday or they can't come to school anymore. It's just amazing how severe things have gotten in this country.
Yes, it's absolutely true. And after looking at the law, I mean, parents don't know how vulnerable they are and how much downside there is to having your child get a vaccine. So, for example, in Japan, just to compare and contrast how slow the U.S. is in vaccine safety, when two infants died after the DTP vaccine, in 1974 and 1975, the following year, Japan suspended use of the vaccine and sent a scientist to the U.S. to develop a safer vaccine. And that man, Dr. Yuji Sato, did so within a year using American technology that was available since the 1950s and 1960s. Now, America could have done it, but didn't do it. Didn't make an acellular version available for all five doses for American children until 1996. So it took many, many years of international science, scientific research. It took congressional action. It took litigation. It took consumer advocacy to make these changes. And a lot of this information about what the vaccine manufacturers knew was available because of discovery when there was a lawsuit filed. So, for example, through DTP litigation and discovery, it was found that vaccine manufacturers had knowledge since the 1960s that the DTP vaccine had a higher reactivity rate. Vaccine manufacturers had knowledge for at least 25 years that the DTP vaccine had serious side effects. Lastly, vaccine manufacturers had knowledge for at least 20 years to make a safer, less toxic vaccine. But now, because of the Supreme Court's interpretation of this act in 1986, the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986, you cannot bring a lawsuit against a vaccine manufacturer under a defective design theory. So in that case, it was Brucewitz v. Wyeth, LLC, a DTP injured infant, had her claim dismissed by the Supreme Court. So, you know, you really, there's a huge risk because of the conflicts of interest, because of the presence of the vaccine manufacturers. It's very easy to have an unsafe vaccine approved and on the market. And because of the substantial liability protections under this 1986 Act, there's no incentive for vaccine manufacturers to create safer vaccines. There's only incentive for them to develop more vaccines so they can make more money under the mass immunization programs. I mean, safety is given a very low priority. It's demonstrated through the DTP vaccine because vaccine manufacturers had the ability to develop a safer one but failed to do so. So it's really scary because after this Supreme Court ruling, I mean, unsafe vaccines remain on the market. There's no safeguard in check to have a safer one. I mean, how are you going to get recourse? It's impossible.
So having known this, where do you see the vaccine education movement taking us in the next 5 years? What do you think has to happen? You know, I'll just throw some of my ideas that I've been jotting down here. I think that maybe parents have to start boycotting schools, pull their kids from the public school systems, start supporting schools that will give them the choice to not vaccinate. First learn the laws in your land because each state has different, you know, exemptions available. But I think parents are going to have to start demanding that they get either get their children in without vaccinations or boycott the schools. I know I personally have 5 grown kids who never had a vaccine, and they've been in public schools, private schools, universities in several states, and I never gave them a vaccine. So it can be done. We just have to educate people on how to just work the system. Maybe it'll take somebody with a lot of money, someone who knows firsthand the injury that can be sustained because of vaccines. Maybe somebody who has very deep, wealthy pockets who will come forward and start funding people like myself who have campaigns they want to, you know, have take place across the country, like a billboard campaign. I'd like to see libraries have DVDs like mine in every library and make a humongous resource for parents who choose to not vaccinate. You know, where can you go get a doctor who will support you in your area? We need money. And with the last couple of minutes, what do you think it's going to take to bring about the changes we need?
I really think it's consumer advocacy. I think it's really parents waking up, opening their minds and their eyes to what's really happening. With exemptions, it's very difficult. I mean, exemption rates are up across the nation since the 1990s. However, they're being pulled. They're really hard to get. For example, in New York City, which you know is highly populated, and the vaccine manufacturers like to target that area because, of course, it's huge money in terms of their mass immunization programs. I mean, in 2012, I mean, they hold New York City school principals accountable for a 98.8% compliance rate. And they can get fined up to $2,000 for failure to vaccinate.
Susan, I wish that you have a wonderful Easter tomorrow. Enjoy your weekend. Thank you so much for taking time out to join me on Healing Our World, talking about a very important topic. And I do appreciate your time and your effort supporting and helping parents. And God bless you. And folks, this is Mary Toko signing off. And again, thank you for joining me. And we'll meet up with you next week. Have a blessed day.